Tehran is just the latest leg in Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's ongoing diplomatic efforts to defuse rising tensions over Iran's nuclear energy program. Much of the international community suspects that program of being used to build a nuclear bomb, a charge denied by Tehran. After meeting with his Iranian counterpart, Davutoğlu stressed again his country's support of Iran.
Zaten görüşmelerimizin temel sebebi de budur. Bunu birlikte inşallah.
He said Turkey is continuing to work to stop unwanted developments that could hurt Iran, Turkey and the entire region. He said Turkey will try its best to see what it can do for the nuclear swap proposal. The nuclear swap is a proposal to Tehran that includes reprocessing Iran's nuclear material, making it unusable for weapons. While not outright rejecting it, the Iranian government has refused to accept the offer. Despite growing pressure for new, tougher sanctions against Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is resolute in opposing them, saying that they are unnecessary and they do not work, a stance he reiterated while attending a nuclear summit last week in Washington. During his visit, Mr. Erdogan said he is not alone.
Belki başka ülkeler de bu sürece katılır. Yani...
He says there may be other countries that may share our thoughts. He said our whole efforts are to move this process democratically and solve this problem diplomatically. Mr. Erdogan is referring to Brazil, which, like Turkey, is a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. Turkish Foreign Minister Davutoğlu visited Brazil last week to discuss the country's stance towards Iran. Observers say Brazil, with its substantial Iranian trade ties, especially in mining and energy, also has reservations over new sanctions. Brazil's president, Lula da Silva, is expected to visit Tehran next month. New sanctions on Iran could also hurt Turkey's economy. Next to Russia, Iran is Turkey's largest supplier of gas. The deepening economic dependency is an indication that Ankara may be ready to stand up to its allies over Iranian sanctions, according to political scientist Nuray Mert of Istanbul University.
I was inclined to think that at the end of the day, Turkey will join the club when it comes to, you know, realization of these sanctions, because it's inevitable. But nowadays I can see that government is planning to avoid these sanctions, because now we have Turkey signing a lot of agreements, economic agreements, against the policy of sanctions.
Turkey's ruling AK party, with its Islamic roots, has worked hard to build strong political ties with its Iranian neighbor. Prime Minister Erdogan refers to the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as a friend. He stood by President Ahmadinejad after his contentious election victory last year. But despite such friendly relations, political columnist Akif Emre says Turkey being a NATO member and bidding to join the European Union means in any showdown, Ankara will not abandon its Western allies.
Difficult choice, yes. But Turkish government doesn't want to prefer this choice, but first of all, would try to keep balance. But I think Turkish government choose the Western blocs, because Turkish ties with the Western bloc are very strong. And yes, Iran, we are neighbors, but political, military and economical ties with the Western bloc is very strong. So Turkish state and government see this reality.
Political scientist Cengiz Aktar of Istanbul's Başakşehir University says the ambiguity in Turkey's position on new Iranian sanctions is untenable.
I mean, it's not the first time, unfortunately, that Turkey, through its, especially its foreign policy, is in total contradiction with its allies. So it's being in permanent contradiction with the international community. Actually, the minister thinks that Turkey can make it alone by having its own position. I think it's just a pipe dream. One cannot have a double or triple track policy when it comes to international matters, after all.
Turkish foreign policy has led critics to accuse the Turkish government of realigning the country from its traditional Western orientation to the East, a charge Turkish leaders strongly deny. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.